Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, you gotta hide.
Well, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. We're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. To speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words, the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. And as I say again, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, there will only be peace to the people of the Most High when we discern collectively as one, true to Him who is one, what is His pure and perfect will. The very word Shabbat means that we must seek the perfect will of Yah. It is a word, my brothers and sisters, that relates completion, wrought of a total desire, my brothers and sisters, to see the righteousness of Yah made manifest. For those who are, of us who are wise, knowing that purity and completion offers one choice, know that we must seek all, I said all, that is the pure and perfect will of Yah. That yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, we might all discern what is the will of Yah. It's one. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, without question, that we must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. But my brothers and sisters, many of they who have been grossly deceived, I said many of they who have been grossly deceived in a world that quite frankly has compelled so many to believe that indeed there are somewhat 45,000 divisions. 45,000 divisions in the faith of the Most High. So much so, my brothers and sisters, that after many have claimed to be part of the faith, I said after so many, after multitude of differences, have claimed to be participants in the faith, many of my brothers and sisters, rather than seek the truth and stand up for the truth, have sought to allow much indiscriminate thinking, much compromise, my brothers and sisters, much compromise which has only been fatal flattery. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, that many have been deceived into a degree of complacency. I said a degree of complacency in the world in which we live. Many have seen so many ideas that men call standard, that they call the faith in the Most High. And many have just turned around and said, hey, there's no need for great discretion. I've even had pastors tell me straight out, I'm saying a pastor. I'm not kidding you when I say this. I'm absolutely laying it on the line. I've had pastors tell me that with regard to the higher essences of His word that make all things that He has spoken true, they have said to me that with regard to the truths that the pastors oftentimes refuse to tell. They say that if these things are not common knowledge, it must be because the Most High is not that picky. Yes, you heard me. I can think of one particular pastor in particular who believes that she is an utmost renowned speaker, even as much so as to have said on her website, where she touts herself She has actually gone as far as to say that she is one of the most exalted speakers in the world. Wow. My brothers and sisters, this is not someone that has a lot of renown beyond what she has imagined in the congregation that she, I said she's in the congregation that she's a part of. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that man's pride has left him, his heart open for all manner of deception. Now, don't necessarily deception has to come from without, but oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, also deception that comes from within. The scriptures tell us well. Yes, indeed, the scriptures tell us well. We must discern. I said, we must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. If we do not discern what the acceptable will of Yah is, what is it that we do not discern? What is it, my brothers and sisters, that we think we discern if we do not discern what the acceptable will of Yah is? There's a reason why the scriptures tell us that we must seek the whole armor of Yah, the whole word of truth, that we are not so easily left unstable at the hands of those who would fatally flatter. But my brothers and sisters, admonition like that, wise advice like that, is not the kind of thing that a lot of pastors are willing to truly offer you or to supply, even if they have it. I can only tell you there's a lot of prophecy, my brothers and sisters, much prophecy written. It tells us in advance that so often, I repeat, so often with the leaders, and they have denied so much knowledge of the truth that they be able to exploit you in your lack of knowledge. There's a lot of scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that talk about the coming of Messiah, how he shall appear to mankind, what he comes to do. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of prophecy that says straight out that your rulers won't tell you any of it, lest they expose, I said, lest they expose themselves. I'd like to see what I can do about, yes, I believe I can. I'm going to put in the chat a bit of scripture from what is called, I believe they call it the NET, the New English Translation. And I've oftentimes spoke about this scripture before. But so many of my brothers and sisters refuse to give it full consideration. Let me go to Isaiah 41:26. I said 41:26. And the NET translation, it reads this way. I think that I can, I'm doing something here now, trying to set something up where I could probably be cut and paste a verse into the chat that you all may be able to see it. And as you know, many of you already know, The chat only takes so much information at a time, so I have to become more careful about this. Let's see. I got the 41st. I got the 41st chapter in the 26th verse. Let's see if I can put up the 27th verse. Maybe I can get both these verses up. Maybe it will allow. We shall soon see. We shall soon see. Okay, there we go. In the book of Isaiah, 41st chapter, 26th verse, the NET translation, reads it this way. Who had decreed this from the beginning? Could there be something in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that very rare few have known to decree or would decree even if they knew it? So who had decreed this from the beginning that we may know? Who announced it ahead of time that we should say he is correct? Indeed, none of them decreed it. Indeed, none of them announced it. In other words, it's concerning someone the Most High with sin, promises to sin, who declare absolution in the world. How, my brothers and sisters, think about it. If this one comes to declare absolution in the world, because men have become grossly indiscriminate, falling short of the glory, did you ever consider, my brothers and sisters, that since he comes to declare the exceeding righteousness of Yah, then who could have declared his righteousness before the time? No one. Even though, my brothers and sisters, you were told in advance to expect an exceeding righteousness. I said an exceeding righteousness to be revealed. Let's look again at this verse. Who decreed this from the beginning? Oh, decreed what? Scripture says the Most High has called forth one they put down from the north in your translation. We need to look at this entirety, these verses in their entirety. And the word there from north, the word there for north, actually is a word that relates that this is one that not all are able to discern and observe. The word, some texts translate the word there as one who is secreted, one who is hidden, one that not, let's just say those who function after a carnal mind, will not quickly discern, simply because in their pride, self-righteousness, and self-assurance, many of my brothers and sisters have not understood the meaning of the scripture that says earlier, in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, they who wait for him. Well, how about this? It says in Isaiah 28, they who wait for him should not be ashamed, which is corollary to the scripture says, that someone would come saying, they who wait for the Most High, even him whom the Most High sends, his righteous one, they'll wait for, they put down the King James Version, Lord. Talking about Isaiah. You need to read between the 40-27th verse, 40 chapter 27 verse 41-4. It says, they await the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew their strength beyond what? The scripture says this one will expose all the rulers at the hand of the Most High. At the discretion of the Most High, he will expose all the misconceits of the rulers. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture says in Matthew 5:14-24, for those who are ready to understand it, that if your righteousness must exceed that of your ruler, it means your rulers themselves were not saved. Your rulers themselves did not discern what truly is a standard. Your rulers themselves have in many cases been far less than true to a perfect vow unto the Most High. Abraham was told, and hear me, my brothers and sisters, what Abraham was told. was a command not only to Abraham, but to, unto all who would be called his children, the children of faith. Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, that it be a blessing to all the earth. Think about it. If all peoples sought having the instruction of the Most High and were true to that instruction, obedient to that instruction, those who also preserved and upheld that instruction, my brothers and sisters, there would be peace. And man would be standing on the pure and perfect foundation the Most High declared from the very beginning. Blessed and praised the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he would call such wisdom as this again to our attention. Messiah said, think not, don't let anybody trick you into thinking that he comes in any way to dishonor the law of the prophets. Else your concept of a savior be according to the designs of devils. He said, my brothers and sisters, your righteousness must exceed whoever it is, must exceed whoever it is that will seek to dishonor, blaspheme, dissuade you away from the truth as declared in the law and the prophets, after the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, no lie in it. My brothers and sisters, he said, you might righteous must exceed those among your leaders who don't seek this perfect truth. I will compel you to seek no further than they. He said, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, we who are wise, looking at some 45,000 denominations or so in the world, knowing that Yah is one, should know that we are in fact quite foolish if we become self-satisfied as we are. In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, I don't see a single prophet in the Bible, any apostle, who's completely content, who relates the idea about being completely content at his own dimension of conscience, knowing that Messiah himself will truly come to judge all according to his righteousness, according to what he has discerned at the hands of the Most High. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Have we indeed had a love of the truth and a love of salvation? If some man can tell us that we know enough and we become content with it, and that man, my brothers and sisters, is not the Savior himself, think about what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, because what I'm about to lay on your minds is something that rare few have really considered, because rare few have truly discerned how the prophets say Messiah shall return, what he comes to do, and what is his purpose. Few, my brothers and sisters, they who discern that according to Scripture, Messiah will come to reprove all rulership of this earth, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, and all who follow them. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, all also who follow them. Because the rulers, declaring some multitude of differing ideals, have only established cages to ensnare, to suffocate, to starve, and to blind the people of Yah, wherever it is, if there are truths of the Scripture that they would not discern, would not seek, and have preferred that no one even know to obey. And if, my brothers and sisters, men are easily cajoled because they are patted on the back, seeking comfort in those in whom, my brothers and sisters, themselves are not safe. You ever stop to consider the meaning of the Scripture where it says, if the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the pit? There's a reason why the Savior must come. Messiah did not come, my brothers and sisters, that men argue with the Most High. He did not come that men love darkness more than light. But every time leaders have established partial and polluted standards, that is exactly what they compel men to do. Love darkness more than light. Confusion rather than absolution. Lies rather than the truth. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, what it means, what it truly means, when you examine such scriptures as those which say, in the name of the Most High, we all must speak the same thing, no divisions among us. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. What about, my brothers and sisters, what about such scriptures as in the second chapter of Job? Someone would call it Joel. Would have been a Y, my brothers and sisters. Joel. It is said, my brothers and sisters, that, for instance, speaking of a time when the people of the Most High shall be one, the time when he will teach his people fully what is necessary, that they have a word of nourishment, that they might be fruitive unto the Most High in all things. It says that Joel 2:25, I'll restore to you the years that the locust has taken. In other words, whatever it has been that men have been in the midst of those who stood against a fruit of crop, a fruit of wisdom among men. Messiah come, my brothers and sisters, to reverse the results of this depravity. He said, I restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Well, my brothers and sisters, how many understand that because man refused, because man refused to hear the truth of the Most High. One scripture relates it this way, that Babylon has been a golden cup of the anger and the wrath of the Most High in his hand. In other words, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to understand that the Most High told folks in advance that the day that they turned from him, they would surely die. They'd be subject to another. And my brothers and sisters, these others have tested, if you will, the souls of men to see how much men have desired the truth. And if men look around, they see a multitude of differences that keep them from discerning Yah's one. Have they not discerned that they have already, if they become sedentary about this, or apathetic about this, they've already broken the holy command? So the Most High says then, my brothers and sisters, that all the leaders who have led you a multitude of different directions have led you astray, departed from the knowledge of him. And you should know, he said, that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Most High, your Holy One, and there is none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that he's going to help his people to discern beyond all those who have kept his people blind, partial, polluted, far from true knowledge, far from what is necessary for all to agree as one. He's going to pass after and say, I pour my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, let me go back. He said, my people should never be ashamed. They should no longer fall short. They should no longer be short of what is necessary to complete a vow unto the Most High. They shall know his name. They shall know who he is. They shall know the words that he vouchsafes, signs and seals and confirms with his name. They shall never be ashamed. In other words, my brothers and sisters, shall no longer walk after a standard. It is not true to that which Yah has completely sanctioned. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Most High, your Holy One, and there is none else. In other words, get my point. One conscience, my brothers and sisters, is the conscience that sanctifies all his people. any other ideal. Man walks up to any conscious less than that of the Most High, it is tribulation, it is confusion, it is damnation, it is death. One Savior, my brothers and sisters, one conscience, one devotion, one allegiance, one wisdom is that which my brothers and sisters consecrates all in the name of the Most High. From the past afterward, I pour my spirit upon all flesh. He wants all his people to understand. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. How about they shall prophesy and see as one? Oh, this is for those who are willing to hear. Those whose pride will not prevent them. Those who, in their humility, will break free of the prison houses that have fatally flattered so many. You see, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. How about they shall prophesy rightly? Old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions. They shall have communion with the Most High. Think about it. Most High made man to be led by him. And my brothers and sisters, man whose soul is not led by him, not guided by him, how should that man say that he has even begun to walk the path? If all men know, my brothers and sisters, is the words of another man, then, my brothers and sisters, they're still yet far short of the wisdom of Yah. Messiah said himself, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot, he said, receive, hear, or bear them now till the Holy Spirit comes. Meaning that more than just hearing with your ears, seeing with your eyes is necessary to discern true vision, true story, true testimony of the Most High. You need His Spirit to assure that when you read the words or hear them, that they are discerned the right way. Well, my brothers and sisters, dare men say that every man walking according to what seems wise in his own eyes believes a covenant unto peace? My brothers and sisters, we're wise, we know that cannot possibly be true. Do people dare believe they see 45,000 denominations across 280 nations and believe that all that is necessary that they follow any one of them because they say that they are Christians, Christ-like followers, they say, of the Savior? They say, and that people actually believe after 45,000 denominations across 280 nations they are true to the will of one? Dare men believe that after a multitude of differing institutions that they feel that they don't need to hear anything more, that they can be comforted completely and in all things made pleasing before the Most High because all they hear from is men? I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that all the prophets of the Most High agreed. Scripture says Messiah will come for the restoration, restitution, concerning all things, the remembrance of all things spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. And guess what? From beginning to eternity, the word from beginning will be related as the constant, unchanging truth. Meaning this, my brothers and sisters, that since all the prophets ultimately agree that they who are of the Spirit of the Most High must all also agree. He said, in the name of the Most High, we all must speak the same thing, having the same understanding. He said, if there's any strife and contentions among us, because we're functioning as carnal and worldly men, and those, my brothers and sisters, who are satisfied with this indiscriminate worldliness that does not recognize purely and perfectly any autonomous authority from on high, well, my brothers and sisters, those who are content with that, because, hey, pastor pats him on the back. I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, those who stand in such a position as this, so easily deceived, prove themselves quite unstable, prove themselves quite gullible, and my brothers and sisters have not attained to the type of conscience that is necessary to establish firmity of conscience, worthy to establish a holy and everlasting kingdom. That might sound like hard words, but simply the truth is what it is. And I said the truth is what it is. It means either you believe the truth to be found wise, or you don't believe it to be found a fool. The wise, however, my brothers and sisters, will not allow pride, the rational soul, for reasoning souls will not allow pride to keep them from discerning what must, especially given opportunity, be discerned. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern the wisdom of a word. I said the wisdom of a word that to the wise is sufficient. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there's much to be considered, no question about it. There's a lot, my brothers and sisters, that most have never even begun to consider among the churches. And first off and foremost, that all the prophecies relate that when Messiah comes, he's going to reprove all the leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders. Hey, all falling short of the glory, he will reprove them all. He didn't say that he was going to compromise and sanction a multitude of differences simply because men are prideful and hasty in their ignorance. He did say, however, my brothers and sisters, those who believe in him should not be ashamed. And the scripture says he's going to relate a word line upon line, precept upon precept. He's going to come forth saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, put it all together. And if you don't reckon according to his word, you have no light. My brothers and sisters, do you really believe that those who discern the word, seemingly, they say, discern the word in a way deferring or different from what Messiah himself should declare, will be called wise in their diversitudes, in their controversy, in their incapacity to discern and believe the truth? Let me relate a few points, my brothers and sisters. I think it's very important that we do this, because there's something that there's a tremendous amount of scripture, actually. I know it sounds funny when I say this, but a lot of folks might find it very difficult to believe. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that of all the scriptures that are in the Bible, and I've been listening to pastors preach for a long time. In fact, I'll say that to you now, this year marks my 30th anniversary, if you will, of knowing to seek Yah for wisdom rather than men, knowing to seek Yah for salvation rather than men, hearkening to a word that I heard from him when he said, either I listen to him or somebody make a fool of me. When he said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things consideration, he said, is not wisdom at all. He said some of the biggest lies have been told to hide some of the greatest truths. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greatest truths. It's been 30 years, my brothers and sisters, that I've petitioned the Most High. I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something has been stuck in my head that might be an obstacle against my understanding. But, Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that we must have an attitude humble before Yah the utmost, that we do not consider ourselves in any way wise or delivered or made whole till he said that we have attained to such a beautiful place in conscience. Don't be tricked, my brothers and sisters. I mean, hey, every time somebody dies and they have a funeral, and the pastor sits back and tells you they've gone to the great young, great by and by. And the pastor himself still upholds a multitude of his partial standards that will not even begin to examine so much scripture. And believe me, I've talked to a lot of pastors about a tremendous amount of what I'm talking about. My website, hiddengospel.com, you can look at those articles like Early Church Origin, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, articles like Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D., articles like Remember the Promise. All these scriptures declare that Messiah had to come to expose all the rulers of the earth as unrighteous, that all may know to seek him. Even the Apostle Shaul said the same thing. They called him Paul, saying, he said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge will still be, he's saying ultimately, Messiah, who brings men to consider those things that they had not considered. And then when men consider all things, then will they know how to praise Yah. I did not say the subordinate standards to comfort men in their ignorance. All prophecy says the Messiah comes to prove foolish all the counsel of all the rulers. that he may establish a firm foundation. You find that in Isaiah 44:20, 45:6, out to 46:13. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. A holy kingdom will not be established until every lie is no more. Knowing this, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High will only accept as an offering unto himself a people who will be true to his word. I said perfectly true to his word. Knowing that the Most High did not create man to argue against him, nor did he create men to argue among themselves. And the only way, my brothers and sisters, that is brought to bear is that men indeed are led by him. What the scripture says about that 144,000 that had his name upon their brows, they had a word in their heart, the Most High, the fullest sanction. He said they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They discern righteousness, my brothers and sisters, will not turn away from it. They realize how precious it is to have it, because quite frankly, since no man was created, or let's just say man was not created, to argue with the Most High, remain ignorant, or to just imagine what he will and call it worship. Those who are wise know that if they start hearing from the Most High, they must hold true to his words. But to fall away, my brothers and sisters, and be left without his, without divine instruction. One scripture says, you have not the spirit of the testimony, the spiritual testimony, or the, let's just say, enlightened testimony of Messiah. It's none of his. My brothers and sisters, how can a man be converted unto the Most High and he's never heard a testimony? The scripture says, all call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. Well, how can they be delivered? How can they call upon him? How can they believe in him? How can they exalt him whose testimony they have never heard? Admonished him. Romans 10. I said in Romans 10 that not all who claim to have heard the preaching of the gospel. Many simply teach what is necessary to maintain their pulpits, to maintain what they call their thrones, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. They seek to establish partial and polluted standards by which they can turn men toward them rather than Yah. And quite frankly, they're really not looking for, listen to me, this is going to sound amazing when I tell you this. Most pastors are not really looking for the most righteous souls. They know they can't blind them. Did you hear me? Those who know the truth, those who know the exceeding truth, hey, they will reprove the pastors rather than follow them. Why do you think the Most High sent prophets? Why do you think the prophets, my brothers and sisters, were persecuted and so often murdered by the priests and even the kings? Because they have a word from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that's steadfast, even if all the rulers teach a lie. And Messiah did not come and a pack of liars who recognizing the people upon faulty foundation, and even if they don't, well, guess what? You have a leader that doesn't recognize the frailty of the foundation upon which his people and his nation stand, and he never seeks to fix that faulty foundation or correct where the injustice is. My brothers and sisters, that leader leads everyone to a straight path to the grave, to hell, never to be redeemed, never to have an inheritance, a true inheritance in the earth. I may not make this such a long show tonight. Guess I started getting some callers in to talk about some of the things we're talking about. And there's a guest call-in number, which is 661-554-9212. I'll put it up again in the chat. 661-554-9212. Love it if you call in with your questions, comments with regard to a lot of things that I might say. Quite frankly, there's a lot of things that are quite apparent. I know about the things that I speak. It might not be so apparent to everyone. So I look forward to the assistance of being asked the kind of questions that would compel me to relate those things that need to be spoken for those who need a firm insight, more graphic insight into the nature of the testimony that I speak. I'm just going to say something to you. Just think about these things. A few things I want to talk about. It was not that long ago that I saw, I believe it was a interview. Joel Osteen with one of the late night commentators, news commentators. And those of you who know about Joel Osteen is one who has a church. Well, many of you don't know this, but I happen to know someone personally who does security for Mr. Osteen's institution. And he will tell you that there are people from all manner of denominations, even all manner of diverse religions. I'm talking about Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims. Hey, folks into even rabbinical Judaism, some form of it. If you were to ask them what they were, they would relate some of these titles, many varied titles, that are regulars at his church. And quite frankly, I've heard many say that, hey, just come on down. They have something for everybody. Well, Mr. Osteen talked about, he said something, and I know it's relative to the type of institution that he services. Excuse me. This is a man whose church has in it folk who all want to be justified in so many ways after their own designs. And quite frankly, he knows that if men get what they want, they oftentimes return for that service. I've had a lot of pastors tell me directly, if that's what the people want, that's what they were given. Not saying that what they were giving them was the truth. Truth is consistent. Truth cannot deny truth. Light cannot deny light. No controversy in the light. So when you see an institution, it has a multitude of pluralist ideals in it. Realize, brothers and sisters, it's filled with darkness. It's filled with a multitude of obstacles to keep people from seeing Yah as he is. But anyway, it's the old thing, well, at this church, seems to be justified by all the diverse designs of men, and oftentimes institutions that follow after the ways, Scripture says, of the beast, those who will not reason as one. Not reason as Manu, not the God mind, divine mind, perfect divine mind. They're satisfied with partiality. They're satisfied with pollution. They're satisfied with inexactitude as long as they, like politicians, can exploit the people in their infirmity, seeking to be called firm. He said in this interview these words. He says, I'm just glad, or they asked him about certain things that are, excuse me, being done in society. Whether or not the people who do these will get to heaven is the question. And he basically said, who is he to judge? And he said, I'm just glad I'm not the one, he said, who decides who gets in and who doesn't. That's what he said. That was his response. He said, I'm just glad I'm not the one who decides who gets in and who doesn't. Well, the truth of the matter, Mr. Osteen himself, compromising the will of Yah, puts himself in a position that, quite frankly, leading so many people astray, because he definitely doesn't lead them along the right path at that point, has already put himself in a very perilous position. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who does not seek what the scriptures say concerning what a child of Abraham must do. He must seek the perfect will of Yah, that there be a blessedness in there. Must seek the perfect will of Yah. The men might not be left to deception. Must seek the perfect will, the complete will of Yah. That none be lacking. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach you all things. The scripture says the faithful minister of Yah will seek to teach you all things. Well, a hired speaker is oftentimes not inclined to do this because he wants to be able to speak and get the money from as many people as he can, who, when he caters a message to comply to as many differences as he can, because he won't declare an absolute. Well, like I said, my brothers and sisters, such a one is like a doctor that knows good and well. Well, put it this way. Somebody comes to the doctor complaining because they have an infected mosquito bite on their neck. And at first, all they know about is this infected mosquito bite. Well, doctor can maybe have to look and see something that the patient hasn't seen. If he looks on the other side of this man's neck, or maybe around the back side of his neck, and sees what appears may well be the bite of a rabid bat, and this man is complaining about merely what it seems to be an infected mosquito bite, unaware that fever that he has is not just from that little small mosquito bite infection. This is one who has the late stages, already into the late stages of rabies. He's wondering why he's got a headache. If the doctor does not shout quickly to let this man know what is his condition, that he might try to do something to try to, let's just say, retard the effects or the progression of this man's rabid state, then very soon, my brothers and sisters, that patient who was treated for the mosquito bite will die. Well, I want you to consider something for a moment. Scripture said, a faithful minister of Yah will seek to teach you all things. How about he seek to heal you completely and totally of all that is your sin? Because the scripture never said that a multitude of people, blinded in their sin, blinded after a multitude of fallen status, hey, so self-righteous in their own ideals that they won't follow the one who is complete and whole. It never said that such a people, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to follow the Lamb. It never said that such a people, my brothers and sisters, would even discern his righteousness. That's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that if you look at the scriptures closely, you'll find in Isaiah 40 through 41 through 42, particularly around 41:21 through 42:4. So understand, Messiah didn't say he sent his spirit for men to merely be taught part of the word. He said the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all that is sin. Every standard, fallen standard that divides his people. Reproving every fallen standard, my brothers and sisters, polluted standard that keeps his people far from discerning their iniquity, their inequity, their injustice. I said, my brothers and sisters, the Most High did not send his Holy Spirit that people have a false concept of who Messiah is. He said that he did not come to destroy the law of the prophets or to dishonor any part of the law and the prophets. And if you have a concept of a Savior that you think has, you've been beguiled to worship another. It is not he. And the scripture says you fall victim to such as this. You shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Sounds like to me, my brothers and sisters, they got a whole lot of traps out there for human souls. Not discerning the Messiah comes to reprove all. Have never even discerned that they need a much greater love of the truth to seek beyond the rulers, that they may find the truths that the world has not embraced and for a long time, my brothers and sisters, has forgotten and ignored. Else men shall never attain what the scripture calls the victory. Quite frankly, many have not had the heart to seek the greater truth to prove they have a love for any soul. Because understand, the Hebrew word for love, ahav, is a love for all that is divine will, that all might have the love of one, and that all might have a common sense of love that brings forth peace, life, harmony, cooperation, trust, even a common sense of goal and allegiance, even a common sense of remembrance of what the Most High has established from the beginning in all His people. But like I said, I want you to hear and think about what I'm saying. This man said he's glad that he is not the one who decides who gets in and who doesn't. He knows all too well the superficial arrogance of them who are, after so many vehement differences, prideful to believe that what they teach is a result of having heard from Yah. Ooh, did I get into that? Yes, I did. Many of my brothers and sisters refuse to hear anyone who would call their attention to something that is not common to their already established ideals. But that's exactly, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture says the Savior would do in order to make men whole. One scripture at Psalm 119:7 says, I will praise thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy statutes. How can man say so quickly that they have worshipped him who was all that he is, seeking not the fullness of the knowledge of his will? Can you turn around and sit back and say that I read, okay, you have a 30 chapter book and you read chapter 1 and 5 and say you know the whole book? You already know the eventuality? Are you really sure, just because you read chapter 1, that you understand the beginning? I want you to hear something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High being Rishon Acharon, beginning and the end, the first and the last, means well, everything he says at the very end, my brothers and sisters, is consistent with what he said at first. It's a constancy there. That is life. Outside of that, my brothers and sisters, is a lie. Someone who is not a faithful minister, my brothers and sisters, might discern that the people, sometimes discerning, that the people are not on a solid foundation. We'll never tell them the whole truth, so they continually be exploited. Is that one who seeks to heal, my brothers and sisters, or is that one who seeks to perpetuate destruction? I think about the idea about how you have a lot of various pastors out here from a lot of different seminary schools. The seminary school itself having a generic degree where everybody answers the same questions. So they can go out and preside over a multitude of different denominations. Sounds like to me that the depth of the message that they receive to be called ministers can't be too exacting and deep. If they can take this same degree and take to anyone, 45,000 odd denominations and be called a doctor of divinity? Where's the healing in that? All you see is a multitude of differences. And then, after it's all said and done, if they had what they call reunions, class reunions, and they find their brethren, classmates, in a multitude of different denominations, and they all get together and talk about what denomination they went to. You ever stop to consider that if they all call themselves believers, maybe they're all hiding something, like gang activity, my brothers and sisters, gang mentality. They're all hiding something so they won't expose the trick bag they're playing on everybody. Scripture talks about a lot of truths, my brothers and sisters, that Scripture said in advance the rulers wouldn't tell you about. Who is that one the Scripture says the Most High calls, or the word they put down there for north actually means one who is not easily observed in his righteousness? Like who comes suddenly like the rising sun with a light that casts out all the darkness, all the confusion, all the exploiters. It revealed the light, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world would obscure. Like I said, he cast out all the darkness. The scripture says, and he talks about it in that regard. He talks about, he comes and says, the princes or the rulers be trodden down like mortar as the potter treads clay. Huh. Who told you? Hey, did the rulers warn you of this? If they did, they'd tell you that they are not to be trusted. If they deny even the least of the scripture. If he said, watch out for false prophets, they didn't tell you the word for false is also fallen prophets who declare testimony that does not consider all things. Only way you can watch out for them and beware is that you seek the whole word. He said, put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah. The whole word is an armor that you might not be so easily beguiled by those who cause you to believe that a lesser standard is wise. That you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, those who declare deviant, partial, polluted standard and tell you that it is enough. And every one of these deviant and partial standards just simply divides the people. Man against man against Yah. Everybody's so doggone proud of himself that he doesn't realize the earth still belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. And quite frankly, Messiah will judge all men according to all the word rather than part of it. And I don't mean as it is so easily perceived after the flesh, meaning that everyone is subject to his mercy. If he doesn't reveal, you don't know. If he doesn't open your eyes, you don't see. If he doesn't open up a way, you can't make it. Not unto his conscience. He has to reveal it himself. And he said, if you love me, keep his commandments. More than just keep his commandments as you see them written on the pages. Everybody interprets that as they will. How about keep his instructions so he can lead you further toward the goal? But we live in a society today that's so indiscriminate that societies established by men have actually legislated in so many ways that you remain forever blindly disobedient. As if to say that the Most High has so blessed what they told you is your country. Wow, the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. And they took something and told you it was your country. Or they control you. Declaring the parameters of conscience for those who would be called patriotic. I don't see any patriarchy on earth, my brothers and sisters, but what the Most High promised through Abraham that would seek the pure and perfect will of Yah. I see a multitude of partial standards. What about you? Well, I look at this, my brothers and sisters, and I see these type of things. I can't tell you how many pastors I've propositioned with these kinds of statements. And be surprised at some of the insane answers they've come back with. Basically telling me that what I'm saying may be true, but again, as long as the people are willing to go along with it, they're going to continue to teach it. That's their profession, one told me. I talked to him about a lot of truths that cut down a whole lot of lies they used to extort money from the people. And one pastor told me the same thing another one said. Like one said, don't you know for us, he said, it's not about what the Bible says, it's about them learning a profession. Another one said to me, when I explained the truth, they cut down a lie that a lot of them use, a whole lot of them use. He said, don't take that one from us, Ed. Like the other one said, don't you know for us? Who is this us? Sounds like to me there's a whole lot of folks who are teamed up to ensure that the people don't wake up. Sounds like a pack of devils to me. I had one even turn around and tell me, say, okay, if you get people to understand the kind of stuff you're talking about, they'll come help. But in the meantime, they're going to keep on doing what they're doing. Really. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge or hearing the knowledge of the truth. He is ready for the fire and indignation to consume the adversary. There's no sacrifice to be offered for his sin. Messiah did not give his life for people to hear the truth and turn from it. He did not give his life for men love darkness more than light. He did not give his life, my brothers and sisters, that men receive the spirit of truth and men turn away from it because they want to have their own ways and refuse to recognize the evil of their doings. He gave his life, my brothers and sisters, that a higher conscience be offered to man. The man might turn toward that higher conscience and therefore reconcile his differences with his Creator, that he may commune with his Creator rather than be constantly in an argumentative state. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, some don't realize that the Most High has gone ahead and just left a whole lot of people just go ahead and believe whatever they want to believe, simply because when he tried to tell them, they wouldn't hear. And left, they've been left completely so spiritually weak that they will continue to strive to uphold a lie till in hell they lift their eyes. That's what my grandfather used to say. Heaven help us, my brothers and sisters, not to allow pride to be so dangerous a thing. Because the Most High says he calls an abomination something that will not be disciplined. Whoever is proud. Well, like I say, this man knows all too well the superficial arrogance of them who want to believe that they are true to Yah. Well, they all speak differently, even in the same congregation. That sounds so insane. Indeed, the truth of the matter is that he knows that if the people were truly hearing from Yah, they wouldn't be clamoring to give ear to any indiscriminate, opportunistic soul. Seems like so many ways men are trying to keep their message as indiscriminate as possible. So they might cater to the desires of as many as they can. You know, there's an old word for politician. And it actually means, most men don't get it, a hypocrite. One could never be true to the will of one, but he is willing to sacrifice all that he have, some level of control over the people. But he is true to nothing. Most I said, you must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. And you must love the truth, even his commands, with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. To do anything else, my brothers and sisters, lead men astray into disobedience, into rebellion, into self-righteousness. Everyone talking about how saved they are, no one whole, and the end result, my brothers and sisters, all you have is havens for devils clamoring to call themselves wise, when quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, they dare not tell anyone that Messiah is going to reprove them all, because to do so would be exposed again. So, a lot of times it sounds like, if you think about it, a lot of these folks are assuring that certain great truths are not told. So if they all have something with which they can exploit the people, because they don't want to mess up the good game they got. Wow. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm just looking at, this don't sound funny when I tell you this, but I'm still pretty much explaining the first paragraph of notes that I have here. Well, I put it like this, they cover a few pages. And I'm pretty much just going through an elaboration on this first paragraph, heaven help us. Been finding lately more and more that I try to relate a lot of things, but there's a whole lot of punchlines to it all that I have just simply not have all the time necessary to relate it all. So I pray for the power of the Spirit that will relate to you the implications on many of my words. Things that should be obvious, my brothers and sisters, I know are not obvious to everyone. So I pray that Yah opens the heart. In fact, far better than he did. I can lead and show some direction, but far better that the greater conclusions are drawn in your mind by Yah himself, because then they have more good tendency to stick. So I pray for his power upon the hearts. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that dare men think that they are going to get a direct and absolute answer under the sanctifying steadfastness, commonality of the souls, under the will of one, while believing 45,000 denominations and 280 nations, all declaring something different, because they put themselves under one title, are true to the Most High. The Most High tell me if I can look at all these differences and believe that they are true to him. He said, I could not be a disciple unto him. Meaning that they are students of an unholy spirit, my brothers and sisters, who can believe that a mass of contradictions are the testimony of the Most High. No, my brothers and sisters, the mass contradictions are the testimony of the devil. If you got seminary institutions that teach the pastors, that teach them a multitude of these different doctrines, they can take anywhere, meaning that nothing is stable in the minds of those who teach these things. Or they've been taught from a polytheist mind state that could never see absolution. If they all been taught like this, my brother says, you wonder why it is that the world still hasn't known peace. The gospel is a word from on high and has none of the confusion of man in it. None of the instabilities, nor the contentions, or debates and doubts of man in it. And if any man thinks otherwise, my brothers and sisters, well, scripture says man's going to have to be convinced one day otherwise. Some of the book of Yehuda, they call Jude. Men perverting the grace of Yah. The grace of Yah is not that he compromises the Holy Word, but that he tells men the truth. But if any men pervert the grace of Yah to follow after their own licentiousness, giving themselves license to teach whatever they will. Scripture does not call that faith in Yah, it calls it unbelief. Scripture says those who he destroys those who once having the knowledge of truth, being have an opportunity to be made whole, who afterward do not believe. Read the book of Jude. That's New Testament scripture. Decided not to give his life to men, continue to love darkness more than light. Or refuse to seek the whole truth. He didn't say you ask for the spirit that teaches all things no lie in it, to be content with pieces and parts. He said, not come, my brothers and sisters, men having had an opportunity to undo the truth. Still prefer something less than an absolute. For the Hebrew word for love relates to love for an absolute. Isn't it fun, amazing, my brothers and sisters, that the word they call agape love, a term for love that was common among the heathen, was a devotion to all the various gods and all the various standards, political, social, and religious, established by the state. Sound like people have a lot of agape love, but Abba, the love of Yah, who is one, they have not had. Because they, what one scripture says, well, it says the spirit of truth, the world, it will not receive. Those who are content with indiscriminate thinking aren't prepared to receive an absolute truth. If they have another agenda. If they have another agenda, my brothers and sisters, are they faithful children of Yah? Well, I want you to consider something. I'm just going to speak about it, and then I'm going to talk about the scriptures that relate it. Because if I were to tell you all the scriptures first, I got so much scripture that relate the points of what I'm talking about that it would take much more than the time allotted in this show to even begin to do so. Quite frankly, I could take just a few verses of that scripture and probably talk to you for the next few hours. Because those words oftentimes are just that deep. But, since I know we're at a, we're in a position where we have to be concerned about our time constraints, I want you to consider something. Yah has promised. And I just put, you know, it's a long time ago I put up in the chat, those of you looking, Isaiah 49. Those who know Isaiah 48, 49, and have read it closely, 48, 49, 50, 51, read it closely, will recognize much of what I'm talking to you about here now. And those of you who don't, well, I would suggest that you seriously crack open your Bible, Isaiah 48 through 51. And see if the words that I'm speaking to you now bear witness to what is said in the scriptures or not. Yah has promised to send one whom he has called by name. Hear me. Yah has promised to send one who is called by name. One whom he has taught. One that he promises that he will teach. In fact, the scripture says he comes saying morning by morning as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, that I should know how to declare a word. How about a word that would be a healing to the weary? How about a strengthening to the weary? The scripture says he would come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mother. He made mention of my name. Made my mouth like a shard of his, like a sharp sword. The shadow of his hand as he hit me. Made me a chosen bowman, arrow. To bring Israel back to him, to reveal his glory. Even to be a salvation at the end of the earth. That's Isaiah 49. One who can say, hey, he one time himself been subject to the blindness of this world. But now Yah has become his strength. Did he realize the error of having been led by what eyes see and ears hear, and not knowing to search for the greater truths revealed by the Spirit? He said, now Yah has become his strength. Yah has shown him, ultimately, brothers and sisters, how men born in this world might see beyond the illusions that are in it. Speaking of the exceeding truth that would set men free, when he said, I'm from above and not from below. In other words, he's not of this worldly, indiscriminate conscience and the blindness in it, but from above. And he said, unless men believe that he is the one who declares, and that he does declare a testimony that is higher than all the indiscriminate thinking of men. He said, men will die in their sin. How about a multitude of partial standards which divide us people and keep them liars rather than men who speak the truth? Like I said, he comes. His very name means he will deliver his people from their sins. How about, like I said, every fallen standard that leaves his people contentious one against another, and against Yah. And believe me, every differing opinion we see in the world is a result of rebellion against the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit that teaches all things that Yah has created. Like I said, Yah has promised to send one that he is called by name. Even his name. One whom he has taught and whom he has made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Scripture says he's going to come forth one day saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law. See how all the words work together. Line upon line, precept upon precept, that you not be ashamed. And whoever will not hearken to his word, like it says, Scripture says, he will speak according to all spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that prophet be cut off from among the people. Hey, he didn't say, tell his people to listen, everybody listen to part of his word. He told all to listen to all. All nations, regardless of what has been your former orientation, all, listen to all, that we all have a common reference point upon which to revere. The word reference, R-E-V-R-E-F. Revere the Most High. They have not a common sense of reference. Do you have a law at all? If it can't bring forth peace and a common understanding and a common sense of order. If all are convicted toward the same word with the same vision, the same understanding, or brothers and sisters, what else could there be but peace? But we live in a society that tells everybody that they can walk according to their own mind, resisting the autonomy of the Spirit and the autonomy of the sovereign King, who is judge over all kings, and still say that they have served and believed him, who does not change, nor would he be destabilized after misconceived man. Like I said, Yah has promised to send one that he is called by name, one whom he has taught. He said he will, this one who is one who calls to reveal his glory, that all may know from the rising sun to the west that there's only one conscience that is salvation. He said he would not give his name, his glory, to another. Isaiah 50:10-11 says that whoever is among you who has not this light, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his, his Elohim Savior, one who, let's just say, opens his conscience. Just telling you what it means. Come on, Isaiah 50:10-11. And it says, those who walk after the spark that men call wisdom, those temporary sparkling things in the night that seem to be wise when there is no light. He said, if you walk after such infirmity, such folly, such blindness, rather than the greater light, he said, this you have in my hands, he said, you will lie down in sorrow. Isn't it obvious that the Most High says that he reveals light, the man must walk in the light? To refer to darkness, my brothers and sisters, is evidence that man has loved and preferred unrighteousness rather than the righteous one. It's right there at 314, 321, Yohanan. You need to think about it. says, made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. Revelation 19th chapter says, this one will smite all the nation with a rod of iron. Strong discipline, brothers and sisters, does not flinch according to the varied ideals of the nation. It is true to the will of Yah. Most High says he's declared to his people that he is one. Ones you call mediators and priests, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes confuse the idea of what is faith, causing much debate and doubt because they cater to the designs of many rather than one. But he said his promise is not to many diverse seeds or teachings or ideology. That's what that word means. His promise, my brothers and sisters, according to the word of one, he can't bring to bear a multitude of contradictions and still be true, not even to himself. Here, my brothers and sisters, Scripture said he, before he denies himself and his word and his promise, he will deny us. Read 2 Timothy. Therefore, we must be made complete unto all good works, rightly discerning all that is the word of truth, lest we foolishly disregard some important constituent of the holy word, that being denied leaves every man incomplete. Yah's promised to send one that he is called by name, one whom he has taught, one whom has made his mouth like a sharp discerning sword. In other words, either you accept the whole word, or you're guilty as to the whole word necessary to bring forth law and order. Break one law, you broke the whole law. You broke off, as I say, you break the law, you break the peace. You misrepresent the lawgiver. All my brothers and sisters, shall man be called wise, who disregards him who created heaven and earth, and all things being made by him only have their, let's just say they have their continuity, if they are consistent to the foundation he established? In the beginning was the word was with Yah, the word was Yah, and him was light and light, the light of men. All things made by him. My brothers and sisters, all things only subsist, continue, if they are led by and provided for by him. Scriptures have already prophesied and told folks in advance the days come the Most High is not going to allow his blessing upon anything that would preserve evil, rather than allow that which would maintain evil to survive. All my brothers and sisters, far better is there be no rain upon it and wither up and die, rather than such poisonous plants be a contaminant to all. He said he's promised peace, which means everything that stands against that fullness, because the Hebrew word for peace and completion are the same. Whoever will stand against that peace that he has promised, preferring unrighteousness, something less than all that is right, why would you desire something less? He said, whoever desires something less than that fullness. The Scripture did not say they'd be saved. 2 Thessalonians said they'd be damned. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most High did not send Messiah to profane his name, but to exalt it. And he says he is all in everything that he is, nothing that he is not. He is not a God after men's imaginations. In fact, men must convert to discern him. And the only way is truly possible. For all the words that a man might hear from another man, as he had to have a gift from the Most High that only Yah gives. Messiah said, I would petition the Father, he said, for the Spirit of truth the world would not receive. Where did he say the Spirit comes from? He said it comes from his Father. He said the Spirit of truth, the worldly. Hey, because they prefer unrighteousness and the multitude of diverse standards. There's some truths they will never receive, because they will always preserve a lie. Why do you give the Spirit to someone who already always preserve a lie? Wow. 17:9, Yohanan said, I make no request for the worldly. Means he doesn't make any petition for those who are neither cold nor hot, who care not whether the holy name is rightly represented or misrepresented. Because such as this, my brothers and sisters, will never have the kind of zeal, love of the truth is necessary. Concerning all things be made true. Like I said, Yah has promised to send one who called by name, one who is taught, whom he has made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, that he would expose the iniquity of all who swear falsely by the holy name, who swear or who swear by his name, but not seeking all that is true, nor all that is righteous, will cry to men, Lord, Lord, but never seek to tell you the whole standard to perform and teach all that he said must be taught by those receiving the Spirit or the promise of the Father to go forth and teach all nations everything. He called them false prophets, my brothers and sisters, would fall victim to the provocations of man. He said, if you scattered among the nations, the book of Jacob they called James. He said, if you scattered among the nations, among a multitude of provocations, temptations to walk after social misorientation, he said, don't forget that if you scattered among these, you need to ask the Most High for wisdom. I said, Most High for wisdom, but such institutions can't give it to you. True wisdom is a conscience beyond them. The scripture says your perseverance and faith must still bring forth a perfect work, a complete and whole work unto Yah. And he said, if any man be double-minded concerning this, let him not think he receive anything in terms of reward from the Most High. In other words, if they can make you believe that your compromise of the holy word will still result in salvation, or a common sense of covenant among the people, and stability kind of worthy unto establishing and helping to found and rebuild on earth the holy kingdom. If they trick you into this, believing this, scripture says you shall no case into the kingdom of Yah. Your arguments, all the arguments you will bring in that regard are vain. The holy name, my brothers and sisters, is true to all truth, not bits and parts of it. Scripture says the secret things belong to the Most High. Deuteronomy 29:29. Those things which he has revealed, he said, belong to us and to our children forever. They must be preserved. He said, in the last days, all these things be remembered. Why do people feel like now, when they have an opportunity to see certain truths, and you call them out of the attention to them, they see talk about, well, folks don't know anything about them or they forgot them. And they don't even prepare you for the day when these things must be remembered? And they prepare you then to fail. Concerning this one that's mentioned in Isaiah 48, he said it's through exceeding discretion then, it's kind of discretion granted from above, that he has to declare a word of divine admonition, advice, warning, that they who have a love of the truth might hear and believe what is necessary to transcend all Babylonish confusion. It says he comes forth saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I, relating that the initial foundation is still the only firmity to show you the way that you should go. And it's because man turned away from this that men were destroyed from before him. It meant, my brothers and sisters, that no deviant way was ever the salvation of any man. And if leaders teach you, what are false prophets? Wow. Well, anybody, my brothers and sisters, would teach you a false vision as acceptable. A false standard is acceptable unto the Most High and compel you to believe it, my brothers and sisters, can trick you to be doomed as though living in the world. You should be very careful because, my brothers and sisters, that's what's actually happened to most living souls since the dawn of the fall. Most High told me that I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. How about cause people to forget since the dawn of the fall? There must be a remembrance of what is promised. There must be a remembrance of what the early church knew. Because scriptures relate in Isaiah 30 that there will be no mercy upon those who refuse to hear the higher testimony. No mercy upon those who seek to preserve iniquity and uncleanness as a testimony of their vessels. No mercy, my brothers and sisters, upon those who would continually remain corrupt. No mercy, my brothers and sisters, upon those false sons, he said, who will not hear the instruction of the Most High. No mercy upon those who, when they find out the origin of much of what they have believed has been from an unholy, holy place, will still seek to preserve the unholy thing. We've talked about Isaiah 52, Isaiah 30. The scriptures make it real plain that no unclean, unholy thing, nothing that did not come forth, no thought that did not come forth from the Most High, shall enter into his kingdom. We have nothing to destabilize his people. He said the remnant of Israel, those who do survive, he said they will speak no lies, no false doctrine. They obviously know the truth. Speak no lies. They do no iniquity, no inequity, no uncleanness, no injustice. They will have none to harm them. In fact, they're too steadfast in the truth to be uprooted from it. For the Most High speaks of a people that he says concerning them. In Isaiah 59, 19 through 21 in particular, he says he will put his word upon in them, in their mouths. In fact, the scripture says he was right, describe, and teach himself his law upon the minds and the heart, leaving nothing lacking. That it shall not depart out of your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, descendants forever. Because you will discern then in that day that men being negligent is why all the corruptions and travesties of injustice we see in the world. Well, let's just say somebody chooses not to be true to the word is why you see all the injustices and all the hell you see in the world to this very day. Man choose, they're making a mess and never cleaning it up. It's just gotten all the more spoiled, depraved, stinking to high heaven. My brothers and sisters, there was nothing to clean it up. When the gospel went forth, people still resisted it, loving darkness more than light. My brothers and sisters, don't you understand? There's an uncleanness that still has to be washed away. And all prophecies said and the Messiah will finally come to do just that. And that means that he must reprove all this, all the lies that men have established their various churches and paid for men to champion their lies that they feel comfort in. He's going to expose all these false security anchors. If your leaders didn't tell you that, they never told you the gospel. Said, till heaven and earth pass away, which means all false rule over this earth passes away and there is no more. Think not that he come to destroy and dishonor the law of the prophets. He said, your rights must exceed that of your leaders. It was always prophesied that your rights must exceed that of your leaders if you're going to enter his kingdom, because your leaders don't dictate who enters and who does not. Most High has already declared one from the beginning. He said he would call by name who would perform their service. Did they teach you to look for him? Scripture talks about a city from which he shall emerge. Did they even tell you about that? They tell you why the city would be warned and destroyed. Did they tell you that? You check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Secret City, and understand that the Most High declared today that he would assure to all mankind that guess what? He always meant business. And never, ever sanctioned confusion in any man's heart. For to do so would be to put his name upon a devil to beguile his people. He said, think about it. If anyone calls the least of these little ones to offend or to sin or go astray, it would be better for them that an ass's millstone will hung around his neck to face the kind of judgment he's going to face for having led men astray, preferring that people remain blind, comforted in their folly. False prophets, my brothers and sisters, fallen, foolish, deceptive standards, causing men to believe that they are sufficient when they are not. Most High said that none such as this should be called as witness. He says those who he has called, who he has formed, can declare to you not only what was declared in the beginning in terms of divine purpose, but even what is the depraved state of man relative to that initial and eternal standard, because they also must be able to declare what is the eventuality of all things we see and the eventuality, my brothers and sisters, regarding the formation in this earth of that glory, that wisdom that this world today does not see. See, those are the ones that he has taught. I remember when Most High first called me aside, I looked at the insanity that was all around me. Hey, and I could make no sense out of it. I could tell you the story about what came of it. But all I can say is this. He finally told me that don't even try to make sense of all the differences you see. He said they made sense to you. He said to me, if all these differences made any sense to me, he said I couldn't be a child of his. I would tell you the same. If a child, my brothers and sisters, of an unclean spirit, they can believe that a multitude of unclean things are holy. The one the Most High sends, the scriptures say, ultimately, if you can understand it, that he is gifted with discretion from above. To declare to the world a word after divine admonition and discipline, exceeding all the rulers, that they who have a love for his exceeding truth will have opportunity in hearing him to truly believe that which Yah is pleased with. For indeed, what men have had the book, but not sought it entirely by faith after hearing of Yah, many have sought to establish their own righteousness or their own unrighteousness, not discerning the Messiah at the end of trust in all these flawed, false standards that men call the law. But guess what? The wicked don't want a pure and perfect word. And they call sin and the preservation of it after their conscience a law, because they're not talking about righteousness when they talk about them being the rulers. Because guess what? I can find a whole lot of things in the scriptures, and I don't see a single ruler, pastor, priest, rabbi, elder on earth today that seem to be upholding all of it. Sound like an arrogant statement. Check my words. Check out those articles I told you about on my website, which you find posted up in the chat. Articles like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation, Great Tribulation, 7365 AD. Remember the promise. Woe to the shepherds. Thoughts and afterthoughts and contradiction versus addiction. A lot of articles there. Fine. A lot of informative information. About 50 of them up there now. You need every bit of it. I promise you, because the type of thing the Most High told me that I must speak, even no one else does. For that reason, he speaks to prophets and he sends them forth. Because oftentimes the leaders who are concerned about their esteem for men would dare not speak these things. But all they've done, my brothers and sisters, is run themselves and a whole lot of people deeper into a pit. For like I said, when men have had the book but not sought it entirely by faith, my brothers and sisters, what's been the result of it is people have exalted lesser standards, not wholly discriminant, because they not give themselves to wholly discern beyond a multitude of diverse institutions what is necessary that all be one. Not supposed to just sit back and say, I'll just forsake my brother because I'm satisfied with what I got. No, my brother and sister, you learn what's necessary to help your brother. That's love. Do you think Abraham learned the perfect will of Yah not to help others? Abraham, scripture says, through Abraham's seed all nations be blessed. I mean, my brothers and sisters, those who discern the truth and say, whoever will be minister, let him first be servant. Scripture sought to save, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, to deliver and convert his enemies. Think I'm kidding, read Colossians 2nd chapter. Because it says, while you were yet enemies, Messiah gave his life. That if you have an opportunity, even unto life, if you remain steadfast to the faith, did you know it before? Did you know that word that had none of the debate and doubt after a multitude of indiscriminate designs of men in it till he came? And have men preserved that word that they have been true to the faith? Scripture says, Messiah, when Messiah comes, he will ask the question. Hey, when the Son of Man returns, he said, will he find faith in it? Will he find man true to the fullness of his word? Or will he find them subject to a multitude of the treacherous? Read Isaiah 24th to 27th chapter and understand what the scriptures say about the people finding out when they find out the truth. The leaders have been very treacherous. And have paid these men, saying they supported their ministries, for them to continue to lie. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if you leave someone to still be deceived at the end of your testimony, you still lied because you left them still gullible for deception. Or you still left them subject to the lie they already had. My brothers and sisters, he said, true minister of Yahweh should teach you all things. Nature of a liar, then he never tell you the whole truth. And seeing you on a faulty foundation, he will leave you to perish in it. That's not the gift of the Holy Spirit. Questions, my brothers and sisters, how many, when they hear the exceeding truth, are willing to abide by it? He said those who he calls as watchmen, they must declare the truth. And he said if they do, they've delivered their souls. But if not, a lot of blood on their heads. Well, I got news for you. All these pastors are not telling you everything that they should have told you or claiming to be ministers of the Most High and not seeking the exceeding wisdom that must be recovered? They bear on their heads all the blood of those they deceive or leave deceived. Simply the way it is. It's time to discern for what it is. Because let me tell you something, you need a whole lot more than just the book alone. For indeed, when men have had the book, but not sought it entirely by faith, not sought entirely hearing Yah, thinking that they could just simply hear from men and that'd be enough. My brothers and sisters, men have been left after their flesh most unstable. Messiah said you needed more than even hearing from him. And he said that to his disciples directly. He told them that they needed his spirit to understand or to recall or be able to bring to mind and calculate collectively to mind all things that he had spoken to them. Why do people feel today that they don't need that power? And some say they do. But if you told them about a whole lot of things in the scriptures, they felt like are unimportant because they don't persuade men, or most refuse to hear. They said it must not be important because all their folks that they thought were spiritual seem to reject it. Did you not read, my brothers and sisters, in the scriptures, and read that article called Secret City Prophecy? Scripture talks about a city that all the various political, social, pseudo-religious, national, cultural ideas of the world are in. And in rebuking that city, and nobody, well, I just say hardly anyone choosing to listen. The scripture says that from that place he rebuked all the ignorance of those who choose to ignore him worldwide. And it makes a lot of sense. Because a lot of folks are going to say, hey, I had a good Baptist brother over there. You mean they didn't survive? Well, it was the truth that he tried to tell them beyond the Baptist church. They wouldn't listen. I had a good Catholic brother, a good Muslim brother. I mean, they didn't survive either. There must be something more, my brothers and sisters, that everybody still needs. And the scriptures tell us in, concerning that city in 16:12-21, Revelation, that when that truth is known, all the systems of the earth fall. All the cities of the earth fall. All the governments of the earth fall. And all of them be found upon a faulty foundation. In other words, not having been formed, looking forward to the standard the Messiah must declare that all indeed be made free. That means that every single institution you see, all these churches that don't tell you that eventuality, every single one of them have been cages. Messiah said in Revelation 22:16 that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Before it, he said, blessed are they who do his commandments, that might have a right to the tree of life. Afterward, it said, if you take anything away from his word, you take away your eternal life. In effect, you take away your eternal life. If you add anything, you add damnation to your soul. What does it mean when he said Abraham, that this is a testimony? They put down angel. Word means also testimony, a message. So this testimony must be testified in all the churches. He is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, that one the scripture speaks of is the one shepherd. It didn't say you have a whole bunch of folks leading you a bunch of different ways. That means this one will reprove all the rulers. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Why did they tell you? Sound like devils making ways for other devils. If they won't tell you, my brothers and sisters, what exceeds them all. I pray that you will allow these words, my brothers and sisters, to soak into your being, to lay the kind of impression upon the heart, your heart that really needs to be there. But I know, my brothers and sisters, the kind of truth that it still requires, my brothers and sisters, the power of the Most High. To imprint it upon your mind and heart in such a way, my brother and sister, that you will be forever able to remember and retain the conscience and implication of these words, that they affect your conscience in such a way that you move greater and greater, more and more toward what is perfect light and stability. We must He said, discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. And he didn't say he would accept a multitude of imperfect standards, or he would have told Abraham to go forth and believe imperfectly. But my brothers and sisters, like I said, it's only a perfect and pure standard that causes all to be true, the will of one who does not change. One of the Most High sins, read all the scriptures closely. He will note what has been the love. He will discern what has been the love and the leading from discretion of all men. He will have power, my brothers and sisters, through the discipline the Most High had given him. But he will grant power to those who are willing to believe. The power, my brothers and sisters, is the discernment that opens the mind to discern the truth of his light. But my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, in Isaiah 28 chapter, scripture where it says, he comes forth saying, hearken and hear my speech. Do not mock. Hearken and hear my speech. Lest your bonds be made tighter. Lest you become all the more seriously wrapped up in your life. For I've heard from the Most High a consumption turn upon the whole earth. In other words, he's concerned of a judgment from on high that will discern the character of every single living soul. Most High required that all be true to the fullness of his will. And the flame, my brothers and sisters, of his rebuke will burn everything that is not like itself. You really need to understand that. That's why those of the early church ran to the safety and sanctum of the institution they call the church. It brings men out of the darkness and the confusion, the debate, and a multitude of false doctrines and unbelief and differences of opinion, out from the world, out from its darkness, out from its indiscriminate compromise, into the glorious light of truth. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if an institution doesn't bring you there, it's not a church, because that's what church means. Then tell you who Messiah said he is and all the prophecies concerning what he comes to do when he said he's the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what you're in is not even a church, not by the ancient definition. They may have compromised that definition today, but you really need to check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Early church origin, mutual expectation. Because if you don't have if we all don't have the same expectation, my brothers and sisters, who is it that we claim has been our teacher? Or do we think that the Most High teaches everybody a different pathway and a different goal? Why do you think the Messiah said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow and straight is the road that leads to eternal life, and few, he said, are they who find it. He did not say every path leads to one truth. How else did he mean? What else did he mean while you're talking about people being led astray? He said, if the gospel be hid, or that pure and perfect word of the kingdom be hid, because you, all you trusted is in the words of the king, what they call constitutions that were infirm. Church covenants, my brothers and sisters, they did not seek the whole word. My brothers and sisters, the Most High say that your faithfulness was unto him. He said he will write his laws upon your minds and hearts, to not be left to another. Who, my brothers and sisters, being called by him, are hearing his voice for discerning. Who, my brothers and sisters, will have the type of discretion, like the scripture says, to whom shall he teach knowledge, to whom shall he make to understand the report in Isaiah 28? When most people are barely weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. In other words, they never heard any deep words. In fact, the scripture says they'll find out they didn't even have the foundation steadfast enough to even begin to mature. And the Most High, quite frankly, will send this one because his anger is burned as a furnace against a system that will never give the people what is necessary to take a true step toward him. Read Isaiah 59, it talks about the same thing. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, talks about the same thing. Isaiah 34, talks about the same thing. Isaiah 42, going into 43, about the destruction of this system that keeps people trusting in infirmity. That's the same thing. Jeremiah 50-51 talks about the vengeance of his temple. It means he destroys the confusing ideologies of this world that men might discern. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what it is to believe and walk after the truth. I'm going to even tell you, my brothers and sisters, like I talk about this 45,000 so-called Christ-believing denominations. Did you ever understand, my brothers and sisters, how many understand the word Christ is a pagan word? It's not what the early church would have called the Messiah. You might be stunned to find out what the origin of the word Christ and the word Christian is, and look it up in a good dictionary, even a good Webster's dictionary. You might be surprised where that word came from. There's a lot of mockery, my brothers and sisters, if you understand that it's gone unmocked. Simply because people haven't understood what the words meant to the people when they first heard it. Messiah was not called the Christ. He was called the Mashiach, the Mashiach, the Kurdi, the righteous one. And our brothers and sisters, the righteous one could never call justified or righteous an unrighteous or unclean perception of word. Righteousness must be a love for all that is divine will and the fruition of all that he declares and wills. Whoever has desire for anything less, my brothers and sisters, according to the scriptures. What does the scripture say? You are my friends if you do everything I command. Yohanan 15:14. So watch out for false prophets who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do. How about not to perform fully the will of the Father or the teacher? They will come forth one day and say, do we not prophesy, preach in thy name? Did he say preach part of his word in his name? It's just part of his words on the contract? So they would come saying, did we not in your name cast out devils? How about cast out deviant standards? If they had deviant themselves, how could they? Hey, one devil argues with another devil and nobody's pure. Well, guess what? You still got devils. Still got deviations. A higher conscience deceives beyond it, my brothers and sisters. All the illusions must come. That men no longer walk after illusions or ill visions, that you and me are the same. That they see the one vision, no more divisions. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand the real and be wise. The one who he sends, my brothers and sisters, according to the scriptures, comes after the discipline of Yah to declare a word to heal those who have been spiritually indiscriminate, wearied. He's discerned who has and will serve Yah, seeking all his whole testimony. And those who, being unwise, resist what is wise. It is ignorance, my brothers and sisters, not to know what you should not ignore. And to ignore, my brothers and sisters, what is wise and cannot be ignored. And what you certainly must deal with. To ignore such a thing. That you can't get past under your salvation. To ignore such words, my brothers and sisters, is to be led astray the whole time. Fear is the eventuality. You can either get way off the track long before you get a chance to reach the goal. See, they make the crooked places straight. Perversions, he will correct them all. Low places, high, and valleys where people got stuck. He revealed the wisdom, my brothers and sisters, to show them how to get on a level plane to see the ways of the goal. The high places, my brothers and sisters, he make low. However man's puffed up in his lives, cut them all down. That's what he had to do to declare the one way. Or did you think he preserves the lie that men see past the liars? One that he's seen, he sends, my brothers and sisters, declares again the gospel from on high. A word, my brothers and sisters, unadulterated, not compromised by the ideals of men. But the scripture says, when he appears at Isaiah 41, because most people have heard so many lies, who can even discern that this one is the righteous one? And it says, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delight, I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. Apparently the nation didn't have justice. Isn't it time, brothers and sisters, that we open up our eyes and our ears Concerned with the scriptures have always told us. The Messiah is going to declare an exceeding standard. Even a standard, my brothers and sisters, that calls to attention all the men for a long time have forgotten and have refused to see. All eyes shall see the glory of Yah. Hey, won't be any more. You get my point. Scripture talking about voice crying in the wilderness. Hey, somebody trying to tell folks the truth, and it's like nobody's there to hear, and no one wants to get past what blocks the way. Scripture says, all eyes shall see the glory, because guess what? When the scripture says he comes in the cloud, that means he comes like a cloud, a testimony from one eye that all can see. The scripture says when he brings forth this swift cloud, a swift testimony, all will be able to see and none will be able to reject. He says the heart of Egypt, social coalescence, the lies that kept people in darkness, shall melt before his presence. That's the real meaning of those scriptures in 2 Caper, 2 Peter, relative to 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, 3rd chapter, 3rd chapter, relative to Isaiah 19, 1 through 5. But to tell you what all these things mean, well, the scripture says that in the latter days, we found that most of them didn't have the foundation to even begin to comprehend. Most of them told me I must tell you things. How about bring to remembrance those things? The men have sought to hide since the dawn of human fall to preserve deeper and deeper levels of depravity where the truth was hid. I say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has anointed me with his spirit to preach good tidings, or whole word. The word good means whole, pure, tidings, words, news. My word, my brothers and sisters, it ain't new, but it is a whole word. To bring to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, what Most High has promised. So when you see all that he has promised, you might know to swiftly follow. Isaiah 66 talks about a sudden reproof upon both church and state. At a city, my brothers and sisters.
90 seconds.
That when that sign comes to bear, reproving all the iniquity of the churches, political institutions that have splintered the minds. He said Israel will be suddenly awakened to follow like a people, reborn as a nation, as if it were in one day. Why did they tell you all those prophecies? Why have they been hiding all these things from you? If you knew, my brothers and sisters, the things they should have told you, would you have trusted them? Or what you have known, discerning perhaps just a few things they didn't tell you, to begin to seek to find out everything they didn't tell you, that you, if they will not be a healer, to help to deliver, save, make whole, minister to the needs of mankind. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, man needs everything the Most High has said. That all see the same vision. And all have the same conviction, the same love, the same hope. Even the same, same discretion, discernment of who he is.
10 seconds.
Well, they tell me we got 10 seconds left, my brothers and sisters. Gotta do what I gotta do. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. May the Most High bring you in this time a heart to seek all that is necessary unto his peace.